Facebook.com/Alex.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Welcome back to the United States of Health Talk Radio special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show today with a Nullify Now theme. Thanks to the 10th Amendment Center. Also, my dear friend Scott Kennedy with Pharmacy, FNNS, that's FARMACSEA, Health Super C-Veg, sponsor me to be at the Phoenix Nullify Now event. And we've got a whole cadre of guests today. And we're going to focus on political healing. Yes, we'll do some physiological stuff, too. Don't get me wrong. We'll get everything in. But, of course, we've got a special set of guests in response to this movement to states' rights, bringing the power, as I talk about, to heal back to the individual, from the sovereignty to the individual, the sovereignty to the states. And that's what the 10th Amendment Center is all about. We'll be hearing from Thomas Woods himself. Dr. Tom Woods will be joining us a little later with his book, Nullification. We'll talk about his new book coming out as well, what's happening in the world because the states are taking it seriously. We've got Sheriff Mack, a sheriff that really understands sovereignty issues. He took on the federal government over the Brady Bill so many years ago. Scott Kennedy will be joining me as well. We may hear from Bryce Shock of the 10th Amendment Center. And right now, I'm going to abbreviate my monologue because we have very limited time with two-term governor of New Mexico, Gary Johnson, and his OurAmericanInitiative.com. Welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Great to be on. Thanks for having me on. And it's OurAmericaInitiative.com. I would love for those listening to get online and tell me what they think.
Yes, I have it up here. Misread it. Sorry. OurAmericaInitiative.com. Gary, this time in October, we were together at the Nullify Now event in Orlando. And you had a very well-received speech of, you know, coming back to concepts of liberty, bringing things back to the states that have been kind of, the states have just kind of threw their hands up, I guess, and said, okay, let the feds do it. But now there's a movement afoot, and it's growing even since October of last year, as we're seeing many governors are now reading Thomas Wood's book on nullification. And, of course, your experience as governor is unlike almost any others. If we look at your record, the things you did, how are you putting all this into play now? Is it resonating out there, your message?
Well, the message that, the notion that states are going to have to remedy our way out of the fact that we're bankrupt, in my opinion, is the only way out of this. I'm advocating a balanced budget tomorrow. And to do that, so we need to cut government spending by 43% because we're borrowing 43 cents out of every dollar that we're currently spending. I believe that the biggest threat to our national security, I think the biggest threat to our way of life is the fact that we're bankrupt. And so when you look at Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, when you look at defense, let's start with those and the fact that there needs to be significant reduction in cost to Medicaid and Medicare. I think Medicaid and Medicare should be block granted from the federal government without the mandates to the states and allow the states 50 laboratories of innovation. And Robert Scott, this is what we're talking about, leaving the states to innovate. This is constitutionally what we're supposed to have happening in this country. Eliminate the Federal Department of Education. Give the states back the ability to innovate without the federal government. And it goes on and on and on.
Beautiful, beautiful. We'll have links up at robertscottbell.com. We've got a lot of transition things that are happening here as we're going to launch the show daily coming February 1st. I'll get more information on that to you. And right now we're talking with Governor Gary Johnson, two-term governor in New Mexico. And again, he has OurAmericaInitiative.com. And, you know, we're watching the news here, and Egypt looks like it's imploding in an inferno. And we bring up the issue of the bankruptcy. We're going to, you know, talk a little bit more about the Medicare, Medicaid issue. But imagine how much money, not even imagine how much money we are sending in what they call foreign aid, not only to Egypt, but to Israel, to Pakistan, to you name the country, that we're sending all of the money out there to do what? Now it looks like a regime that has been propped up by the U.S. is crumbling, and they're going to have to either kill their own citizens or Mubarak might have to leave the country. Who knows what's happening? It doesn't seem like an efficient way to restore America to be sending all of our money elsewhere.
I completely agree. The notion of foreign aid, when we're borrowing 43 cents out of every dollar that we spend, to me just seems insane. I think that military alliances need to be separated from foreign aid. And then when you look at the military alliances we have with countries that are corrupt, what sense does that make also? This is a democracy. We should be standing up against corruption. The path that we've taken is really thrown into question when we have something like this happening right now in Egypt and all across the Middle East.
Yeah, imagine if, you know, the way we are bleeding, as you said, 43 cents out of every dollar we're borrowing, largely from China, interestingly enough. And if you think about the enemies of America, they have to be salivating at our stupidity here of spending ourselves this way into bankruptcy, because those that are for, you know, from the neocon perspective of empire, they don't like to call it that. Do they not realize that when you run out of money, you no longer have the ability to be everywhere?
Well, we're going to be of no good to any country worldwide, much less ourselves, with the position that we've put ourselves in, which is bankruptcy. And the way this is going to manifest itself are Social Security checks going to go away? No, absolutely not. We're still going to receive Social Security checks, but guess what? They're not going to buy anything. They're not going to buy anything because the printing of all this money is going to result in money that's going to be not going to be worth anything.
Well, then the point of the 401ks, all of these things, if you're saving money, so-called, in money devoid of nutrition, like Twinkies, like the Federal Reserve notes, then yes, by the time you get them back, they can buy very little. That's the real inflation. And, of course, the inflation they're talking about ignores food prices, ignores energy costs, ignores the things that, you know, the average American that's out there trying to work hard is having to pay a lot more, and their so-called wages can never keep up with the rate of inflation Bernanke is imposing upon us.
Exactly. A tsunami of cash that's out there that is going to spread across this country and literally drown us.
So we come back to Medicare and Medicaid. I like your thought of, let's say, these block grants back to the states. Allow them to keep their money. But right now we have Medicare and Medicaid, as with the entire medical system, operating within a government-sanctioned monopoly. Right? The federal government says this is the only way it can be used. This is all that's medicine from the FDA. Only drugs, only toxic synthetic pharmaceuticals, which by and large are at least the third leading cause of death in America. And I think you put it back in the states. What if one of those states innovated? I mentioned this at the Nullify Now Orlando stop. I'll mention it again at the Phoenix stop. Or actually, I did yesterday because we're airing here. But the idea that one state could suddenly say, hey, Who said we have to have a monopoly? Why not let all the healers heal? In New Mexico and Arizona, there are naturopaths, there are homeopaths, there are herbalists. There's all kinds of ways to truly get well for fractions of a penny, sometimes on the dollar. That, of course, inevitably increases under monopoly.
Well, you hit it on the head. 50 laboratories of democracy. It won't be one state that will understand this. It will be many, many that will understand this. And again, in a very short amount of time, we'll have best practices that will emerge that other states will emulate. And of course, there's going to be failure that other states will avoid. But the notion that Washington top down knows best, come on, we all understand that that is absolutely impossible.
Yeah, and we've never seen prices come down in a monopoly either. And this is something that seemingly, you know, if they have any sense of intelligence left in Washington, D.C., you don't see much of it. Although, very interestingly, one of the new Tea Party, in the Senate, Rand Paul, Ron Paul's son, is actually living up to his roots here. He has proposed $500 billion in budgetary cuts right away, rather than the $100 million, maybe $100 billion that the other Republicans are proposing, including, as you said, almost eliminating the Department of Education.
Well, and that is the best start that I've heard about. But, of course, that's a third of what it is that we should be cutting from federal government spending, because we're still borrowing about $1.5 trillion. We're overspending by $1.5 trillion. $500 billion goes further than any other proposal that I've heard. But I think everybody needs to understand that that's a third of where it should be.
Yes, and of course we come back to the the personal here. If you are running a deficit, if you're having to borrow 43 cents out of every dollar coming into you just to stay afloat or to do what you think you have to do, of course, how long will it be before the creditors will come in and foreclose on you, which is, again, the greatest threat here is economic, not military, because China doesn't have to fire a shot. If you think they want to take us over, they own us. At what point do they say enough is enough?
And at what point, well, the Federal Reserve being allowed to buy treasuries, we're buying our own debt. This is a Ponzi scheme, really, of unprecedented scope. Imagine Bernie Madoff if he would have been allowed to print money to cover what it was he was doing.
Governor Johnson, can you stick around for a few more minutes with me when we come back from
this
break?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Governor Gary Johnson, he's got OurAmericaInitiative.com. We'll have that linked up as well. More news on the upcoming expansion of the Robert Scott Bell Show when we come back on this special Nullify Now edition. Coming right back. This is Robert Scott Bell introducing you to Pharmacy Health. That's pharmacy with an F and an S. Pharmacy Super Sea Veg is a 12-species blend of whole, organic, red, brown, and green sea plants imported from pristine oceans from around the world. Scott Kennedy, president of Pharmacy Health and creator of Super Sea Veg, has made it his life's work to bring superior whole plant nutrition to Americans in vegetable capsules. Super Sea Veg contains all the elements necessary for cell regeneration and repair, moving your body towards homeostasis. Super Sea Veg is a true dietary food supplement, including vitamin D that feeds our bodies what we're missing. Super Sea Veg balances the pH of the blood and strengthens the immune system. Pharmacy Health's introductory offer is exclusive to my listeners. That's you. Buy two bottles of Super Sea Veg and get one bottle free. Go to superseaveg.com and type in the code word free ship to receive free shipping and handling on your first order. Or call 1-800-893-VEGG. That's 1-800-893-8344.
Fact. Wood burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with
ExtendoVine. Look out, Big Pharma. There's a new sheriff in town.
You called down the thunder, well, now you got it.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we got lots of fun things happening here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Governor Gary Johnson is with us for one more segment. We'll have Sheriff Mack up as well. We're talking about the 10th Amendment Center's event. Just happened in Phoenix, nullifynow.com. We've got more of those events. If they're coming to a city near you, make sure you plan to attend. This is a nonviolent, peaceful revolution that we're trying to encourage, as is Governor of New Mexico, two terms he was in New Mexico, Gary Johnson. We'll also have Scott Kennedy coming up in a while. Also, Thomas Woods will join us with his book, Nullification. We're going right to the so-called horse's mouth in the history here of what is happening and how we can do it peaceably as well. Bryce Jonker from the 10th Amendment Center will join us as well. And, well, lots of good things happening. The expansion of the Robert Scott Bell Show starting February 1st. Keep an eye on that. Go to naturalnews.com. There are plenty of links through my dear friend Mike Adams in that regard. But Governor Johnson, again, OurAmericaInitiative.com, doing great work here in regards to helping educate Americans and being proactive in taking these steps to bring the power back to the states, the local municipalities, and the individuals to make correct the mess that has occurred by our giving up all of this power to a centralized bureaucracy in Washington, D.C.
Well, the chickens have come home to roost. We've lived our entire lives watching government spend more money than what it takes in. I've spent my entire life believing that this is just not sustainable. And at what point is it going to actually become unsustainable? I think that point has been reached, that it's right now, that it's here, and that we have to address these problems, and we've got to address them now.
Well, how was it that you were able to reduce spending in New Mexico over the two terms that you were on, and there weren't riots in the street, people out just looting, and, you know, this is the kind of thing we're told that if government cuts like Rand Paul says, or even more so as you say, we need to, and I agree, that there are going to be riots in the streets. How did you manage it in New Mexico?
Well, if you just take Medicaid, for example, in New Mexico, we went to a fee-for-service as opposed to we went to managed care as opposed to fee-for-service. I had a health insurance policy as governor of New Mexico. We took the number of Medicaid recipients in the state and realized that if we gave all of the Medicaid recipients in the state my health insurance as governor of New Mexico, that we would save hundreds of millions of dollars. And that's what we did. Now, need to understand that we still had to maintain the mandate from the federal government. So we weren't really able to innovate and reduce Medicaid like we could have, but it still resulted in hundreds of millions of dollars worth of savings, and I would argue much better medical care, because those individuals receiving Medicaid in the most rural of communities in New Mexico now had a health care network that could deliver those products from a health care standpoint. So in my opinion, that was much better government at a much lower price. And I just know that we could have added Medicare and used that same network to have delivered Medicare.
Yeah,
but away with the mandates.
Well,
we were still stuck with the mandate.
Yeah, that's amazing that you did that, considering that, because it didn't even launch to the point where, as I mentioned earlier with you, Governor Johnson, the idea that we would open up the freedom to heal to all manner of health care providers that are not officially, quote-unquote, sanctioned as medical representatives of the state and Big Pharma. Now, another fellow governor, Jesse Ventura, who you know, was the first, I believe, in the nation to sign some kind of health freedom legislation that allowed in Minnesota at the time lay practitioners, herbalists, homeopaths to go out and do their thing. They couldn't pretend to be medical doctors. That's not what we're talking about. But they could provide holistic natural health services. And, of course, costs went down. Access to health and healing goes up. Do you see any problem with expanding what you've done into even more of a freedom approach like that?
Well, that's what I'm preaching right now, are free market approaches to healthcare, blowing the lid off of supply. the notion that there are alternatives, and the alternatives that you speak of, really wellness. This is what plays into it. You know, when you look at the obesity of America and the effects of obesity on our healthcare, it's enormous. And what arguably might be the number one reason behind obesity in America? Is it perhaps that we subsidize corn? And because we subsidize corn and have to invent all the different ways to consume corn, that we have too much corn sweetener in our food?
Exactly.
And that it makes it somewhat addictive? I hope this doesn't sound far-fetched, because it's government and it's the actions that government finds itself doing, and it's the unintended consequences of these actions that really have enormous impact on all of our lives. In this case, our diet, what we eat, and the implication that we weigh more than we should.
Yeah, well, look, the bureaucrats in D.C. do not know how to take care of their own health. How are they going to dictate to, you know, the people of the 50 states anything that would help them? As you said, the unintended consequences of propping up something. We want to grow corn for fuel. How energy intensive is that? How many toxic poisons have we added due to GM, genetically modified crops, Roundup Ready? Now they're having to throw more pesticides on them, and now they're about to unleash a genetically engineered alfalfa out there, and you know, it's out of control. The international corporations, with no allegiance to any nation or state, are really running the roost in Washington, D.C., and I think the states would have a better time of managing not only their own economy, but their own health, the health of their citizens.
Exactly.
Well, Governor Gary Johnson, we certainly enjoy having you on board here, and your movement back toward concepts of freedom are definitely resonating more and more and more. I have to ask you this question. Have you investigated establishing an exploratory committee to run for president of the United States?
Well, I'm a 501c4, which is an advocacy committee. I'm the honorary chairman. I am trying to be as good a voice as I can for what it is that this country needs to engage in to right itself. So I can't talk about running for any political office, or I'll find myself sideways with my legal status here with the Federal Elections Commission, which I sure don't want to be. But I'm really looking forward to the nullification get together in Phoenix, and we'll see you there.
Yeah, we've got a lot to do there, and of course there are a number of them throughout the country that will be popping up in 2011, and I'm glad you're a great supporter and participant of the concept of bringing home the rights back where they belong, to the states and to the people respectively. And you certainly operated as governor in a way very few, if any, have done so in a long time. And I often, we were going to do some more on the air, I know. I'm going to be going daily, and I hope that you'll be able to come back to the Robert Scott Bell Show to share more.
Robert Scott, and I appreciate all you do and continue to do, and keep it up.
All right, that's Governor Gary Johnson, 2 terms over in New Mexico. Go check it out, OurAmericaInitiative.com. We'll have it linked up as well. Got lots more news on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. Tom Woods coming up, Sheriff Mack coming up. Stay with the Robert Scott Bell Show. Lots of healing to do.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 800-540-7570. That's 800-540-7570. Again, 1-800-540-7570.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
And corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, welcome to this special Nullify Now edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. You are listening to the United States of Health Talk Radio. And we've got lots of things going on. We just had Governor Gary Johnson on. We'll be joined momentarily by Sheriff Mack, a real hero in my mind, what he has done in standing up against federal tyranny. And we'll be joined by Scott Kennedy in a little while. We've got to talk about the Taco Bell mystery meat. What's in Taco Bell meat? Also, on Fox News. They actually covered the fake blueberry story. You got to hear that. Stay with me, but we got a lot more to do. Go to robertscottbell.com or go to naturalnews.com/robertscottbell and learn about the expansion of the show starting Monday through Friday on February 1st. Lots of exciting things happening for the cause of liberty. Right now, I'd like to welcome for the first time, and I'm very excited to have him on board here. He was at the Phoenix event, nullifynow.com. Sheriff Mack, welcome.
Well, Robert, I can't believe we've never met, but, well, yes, we'd met yesterday.
Exactly. For the first time.
Yeah, first time ever. And isn't it amazing that it took an issue or a cause known as Nullify Now to bring us together?
Indeed. And, of course, your let's say, rallying cry, what started the awareness of what your passion and mission and, you know, your statement is and was, of course, back with the Brady Bill when you stood against the federal government and all that it brought together. And then you've been teaching many around the country that the sheriffs actually are the highest authority within a county or parish, depending on the kind of state you're in,
right.
Even more so superseding the federal government. And that was a very hard concept to get. Now that concept is bleeding through on a state level and a personal level, is it not?
Well, it is. And the only reason it was a difficult principle to grasp and an idea for people to really put their arms around is because we've been brainwashed into believing that the federal government is king and whatever they do and say, it cannot be questioned by the peasants. And quite frankly, the federal government constitutionally is to remain very impotent. They are not our boss. They are not in charge of our land, our rivers, lakes, streams, education, finances, personal income, and our health care. Those matters are none of their business. They have stolen these powers. And now the question is, where do we go? Well, in my book, The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope, on the very first page, I pose a question through Thomas Jefferson, and he says, when all government shall be drawn to Washington as the center of all power, it will render powerless the checks provided. In other words, render the Constitution powerless and become as venal and oppressive as the government from which we separated. And he's talking about King George III, Great Britain, at the time. The question now I want to ask every sheriff, I want every citizen listening to this program, you, me, and everybody listening, ask your sheriff, to whom can the people turn for peace, safety, protection, and freedom when government becomes venal and oppressive? Sheriff, I want you to answer that question. When the federal government goes too far in our county, please tell me, Sheriff, who's in charge of protecting us? Who's in charge of providing peace, safety, and freedom in this county? How about it be the person who swore an oath in God's name and swore allegiance to the Constitution by, for, and of the people who elected you? How about you actually doing and fulfilling your oath of office? So this boils down to very basic fundamentals. It boils down to our Constitution. It boils down to integrity and keeping your oath of office. And it boils down to the 10th Amendment, which is exactly where Nullify Now comes from.
Right. Well, Sheriff Mack, I want to have you stay on another segment with me. We're going to go more into that. What do we do now with this awareness and the awareness growing around the country that the federal government is out of control? We've got to take the power back, and we can do it peaceably. Yes, that's right. We're going to talk to Sheriff Mack more about that. SheriffMack.com. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll also cover the mystery meat of Taco Bell after this. Stay with me.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Hello, everyone. This is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and carry products discussed on Robert's show, such as the Sovereign Silver, 100% whole food chromium and selenium that our good friend and health expert Chris Barr talks about. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12+. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that combines ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is required. Why is Probiotics 12 Plus the finest of its kind? It works and works well. Call us toll-free 866-424-1077. We're here to help you. That's 1-866-424-1077. Or go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and stay healthy, naturally.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, lots of healing happening in ways nowhere else in media. The Robert Scott Bell Show rocks on with this special Nullify Now edition of the United States of Health Talk Radio. Right now we're continuing with Sheriff Mack, and you can go to sheriffmack.com. We'll have that linked up for you as well. And the 10th Amendment Center is hosting these Nullify Now events throughout the country, and we'll keep you abreast of those. I may be able to attend some more. Very exciting what we did in Phoenix. And, boy, oh boy, we've got a lot to do. Now, when we talk about personal sovereignty or even state sovereignty, like we talked about with Governor Gary Johnson, talking about the freedom of the states to make rules that may be not in line with some of the thinking of Washington, D.C.ites. But much like we have to care for our own body, our own personal constitution, by getting the things I talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Sheriff Mack, of course, is bringing that power back to the county, to the sheriffs as well. And how, over time, has this been received? I know Time Magazine said you were a dangerous man, that you were advocating violence, but I find quite the opposite in what we're saying here. We're doing everything we can to prevent violence in this case.
Well, that's exactly what I've said at every one of my presentations, and Time Magazine completely fabricated a story about me. And their front page article was "The Secret World of Extreme Militias," and they had me involved in that article, and I've never been involved with a militia anywhere ever in my life, except that I'm a member of the common law militia, which our founding fathers were also a member of. But yeah, I have never advocated violence. I never will. It is not who I am. In 20 years of law enforcement, I never committed a violent act ever. I never beat anybody up in my life. I've never been in a fist fight in my life. And yet now Time Magazine wants to portray to the American people that for the first time in my life, I have said that we should use violence.
Yeah.
I did not say that to Time Magazine. They lied. And I wish I had the money to sue them, because I certainly would. Because this movement, Robert, as you have said, This is a movement to prevent the violence. If
correct.
The sheriffs of this country will stand for their people
yes.
and interpose their power, then there will not be any violence. What we're seeing in Greece and what we've seen in Spain, and let's see, who's another recent one where they were having riots in the streets?
Well, right now it's happening in Egypt. And,
in Egypt, that's
yeah,
the one.
Okay, big
we've
time.
Seen it, yes, in Egypt right this very minute it's happening. If local officials will stand up for state sovereignty and personal sovereignty and deal with the enemies from and the bureaucrats from Washington, D.C. in a proper and peaceful manner, and just let them know, if the sheriffs become united in this effort to put the federal government on notice, these are the things that we will no longer tolerate here. The first one will be gun control. The second one will be property confiscation. And that, of course, involves the IRS. And just tell them we're not going to put up with any more random audits from the IRS. Random audits are unconstitutional. They will not be conducted on the people in my county. Make sure that you listen to this, because if you come here to do any of that crap, you might get a free night in the local hotel.
Well, you know, Sheriff Mack, this is interesting because we're seeing now with the nullification movement, at least 10 states now are passing laws in their states to block enforcement of Obamacare. Then should any federal official try to enforce it, they'll be guilty of a felony in that state. This is a stunning turnaround.
It's a huge turnaround. In fact, Arizona passed that by a people initiative in this last election. And it said that no one in Arizona can be forced to take health care. And how absurd can you get anyway that you would actually have a federal government attempting to force people, literally, perhaps even jail them, but they are fining them. So if they can fine you, they can also jail you
yeah.
because you won't participate. Well, let me tell you, Robert, I'm going to tell you right now, everybody listening, I will never participate, use, or take Obamacare. Never. Yeah. Not under any circumstance.
Well, neither will I. I mean, this is a disease management system that's been enforced as a monopoly for since the Flexner Report of 1910. It was heading this way. Obama just enforced it in the sense of that you no longer had the ability to refuse. I joke about this unless you're Amish or McDonald's, because you'll get waivers and exceptions. But the average American, no, you're in, you're in. And, of course, them trying to equate those that love liberty, those that actually read the Constitution and mention it, those that actually dare mention the Founding Fathers are now equated as terrorists in our midst. Of course, tells you how upside down, inside out, Orwellian this land has become. And your work, Sheriff Matt, God bless you for doing it and standing up for what is right and true. And we're going to continue to do so. I hope you'll appear again on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, I sure will. Let's do it again. And thank you for having me today. And again, just go to SheriffMack.com and you can see the Nullify Now schedule. It's right there on the front page.
Beautiful. Well, bro, great to connect with you. We've got a lot more freedom to ring, to bring about, to restore. I'm going to talk a little bit more health care and healing next on the Taco Bell Mystery Meat story, as well as the fake blueberries in the fake food boxes that Mike Adams covered and was covered now on Fox News as well. We are making a difference. The power to heal is yours. We've got more after this. Thank you, Sheriff Mack.
You're welcome. See you soon.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Nullification Now, Nullify Now, a tour special update today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you for being a part of it, robertscottbell.com. I mentioned also we are expanding. We'll be an internet stream Monday through Friday, noon to 2, thanks to Mike Adams and the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. Go to naturalnews.com/Robert Scott Bell. Sign up for the alerts there as well. Lots of exciting things happen. We cannot be contained into 2 hours a week anymore. And I'm grateful for all of you. We continue on with the Anchor Point. I've been doing a show on Sunday, and I continue to do so, as I've been doing for, over 11 years now. Amazing, amazing. And so we got lots more to do today. We'll have Tom Woods coming up a little later, Bryce Shonker from the 10th Amendment Center. And I want to talk about the fake blueberries, the Taco Bell mystery meat. We're also going to bring up Scott Kennedy right now from Pharmacy Super Sea Veg. He was responsible for our attendance, our ability to be at the nullification event yesterday. That was January 29th that we just had. It was a great event, Scott, and I appreciate you helping us out to be there. Thanks so much.
Robert, thanks for having me on your show again, and I'm proud to be a main sponsor of yours and your show, as always. Kind of losing my voice today. I was talking to Lifetime Channel earlier. There's a women's a show that they're doing, and they want help with women's health. I mean, women are struggling. Women are brokers for their family's health, and they a lot of times have to take care of the men. So
yes.
But the men are out there hopefully keeping their freedoms alive, and that's why I like to support the Nullify Now show, especially since you're there.
Yep.
to head up and teach these guys that taking care of themselves comes first, their own sovereign ground.
Yes. Hey, Scott, I'm concerned about the ladies and the men out there if they're eating Taco Bell mystery meat. Did you hear about this? They're saying it might be only 35% beef. The rest of it's a mess of chemicals, including anti-dust. I mean, there's bizarre things in here. Now, Taco Bell is saying that, well, no, it's not 35%, it's 84%. Hey, I don't care. If you got 16%, additives that we don't even know what they are, that's not going to help us with what we need to nourish our bodies. Again, coming back to, of course, the importance of Super Sea Veg. But these are the kind of crazy things that have happened under this multinational perspective of let's let anything in from anywhere, China or elsewhere, and expect us to be nourished by it.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, we don't know. There's a lot of hidden foods, a lot of mystery foods out there. In fact, George Carlin talked about that when he had stuff in his refrigerator too long. He didn't know if it was meat or cake. He called it meat cake. But my mother, when she started putting a hamburger helper in the meatloaf, I knew immediately. And but these additives, a lot of them are actually cornmeal and other things like that. It's just not beef.
Yes.
But really, it is the hidden things in our food supply that hurts us. It's what we don't know that hurts us, Robert, and that's why knowledge is power.
Yep, they got phosphates, extenders, binders. They also have MSG, I believe, another form of it in there. And these things can be excitotoxic, very dangerous. And again, I come back to whole food nutrients because it's the only way we can defend ourselves from the environmental degradation. Whether you're doing it in ignorance or arrogance, the fact is we're all being exposed to things that are robbing our body of whatever nutrients we may be getting from the food, which is, again, why supplementation with whole foods is so critically important in my family and for you, Scott, and for everybody listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's very critical. And, you know, but I show my son, Quinn, I show him the saltine cracker wrapper. And I go, Quinn, look what's in here. I mean, it's just a litany of all these new chemicals that have come up in the 19th and 20th century and currently. And it's like a short story. I say that's a short story. The longer the story, Quinn, the less good it is what I'm trying to teach him. But, you know, most importantly, yes, it's critical to supplement with what we have, and I believe that's the reason I'm healthy, because I know I need to eat better. I know I need to exercise more. I know I need to eat organic and shop better and all these things. But if I can't do it, what am I going to do? Well, there's one thing my health insurance is my seaweed that I eat every day, and I'm just honored to be able to share it with your listeners.
Well, Scott, you know, there's another story that was just covered by Fox News about the investigation Mike Adams and Natural News did that finding many fruity foods don't contain real fruit. Oh, my gosh. Yes, a lot of these muffins and cereals that claim to have blueberries, we find out there's everything but blueberries in them. If you read the list, corn syrup you mentioned, sugar, hydrogenated oils, artificial flavors and dyes, and most commonly blue number 2 and red number 40. This is not food. And, of course, we're harming the children. You think you're doing them well by giving them blueberry cereals that don't have blueberries in them. You're robbing them of their protective nutrients, which we are giving, at least my kids, the Super C Veg to restore the integrity of their bodies.
Yeah, and I know this might sound like a commercial, Robert, and we have to always weigh that because you're always enlightening people with objective facts. But, you know, there's not anything like it. And so we'd be remiss if we weren't really honest. And, you know, these colorings have always caused problems. Many of them are outlawed now, but the ones they leave in there are causing ADHD, and it's already been proven. And, you know, I have 68 studies that say the vitamins are causing breast cancer and 18% increased mortality to the people that are taking it. I mean the big brands.
Yes.
But yet here they are all over the store shelves. It's a strange world we're living. It's Orwellian. It's a brave new world. And, again, without shows like yours and the sponsors that you support and support you, and what you do with your constitutional rights and how you defend those, how you're a champion for those, without people like you, Robert, I don't know where we'd be. We'd be going down that slippery slope a lot faster.
Well, we've got a lot more to do, and we're doing it, and thanks to you for your support. You know, we're counteracting the nonsense, the dangerous toxins from Kellogg's, General Mills, the owner of Betty Crocker and Fiber One. These are the ones guilty of putting in what? Not blueberries, but claiming, oh, well, no, we just said blueberry muffin flavoring. We didn't mean blueberries, did we? Oops. Yeah, this is some crazy stuff. By the way, I want to say thanks as well to Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com and the good intestinal flora we want to replenish that's coming from Probiotics 12 Plus. Give him a call at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. And, Scott, tell all my listeners how they can reach you and Super C Veg.
Well, they can Google Super C Veg or my name, and then we have a couple 800 numbers, but the new one we like to use, that's just 866 CVEG, CAVEGG, 866 CVEG, it's toll free. And then you can go to CVEG.com, supercvege.com, or pharmacy.com with an F and an S. And we have a number of distributors out there. But our site has the best prices. And if they put RSB in the coupon code, they save the $7.95 shipping and handling. Forever.
Absolutely. Save, and I appreciate you helping my listeners to do that. We'll have more. If you can come back in a little bit next hour, we'll hear more from Scott Kennedy with a Whole Food Nutrition Update. We've got Tom Woods, author of Nullification, a hero of mine, coming on board with a special Nullify Now edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. So stay with me. We got Bryce Shonka from the 10th Amendment Center as well, and also news on an execution drug. Oh, my gosh. Remember, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.